朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
在耶和华的山上必有预备。
First of all, there will be, the Lord has prepared on His mountain.
神为我们个人，为我们的家，为我们的小组，也为我们整个教会，都有一份特别的祝福要赐给我们。
The Lord has, in store a special blessing for us individually and for our families and for our church.
所以我们上山之前那个喜乐、那个期待的心，要比你开礼物还要宝贵。
So we ought to have this joyful expectation far more than when we receive a gift.
你看每一个小朋友开生日礼物的时候，眼睛都是亮的，心都是快乐的。
See how children are so excited when they receive a birthday gift.
啊，他不知道里面是什么。
Because they don't know what is inside.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要知道神为我们每一个人都有预备。
We have to know that God has prepared for each one of us.
所以我们要带着信心，带着喜乐的心到山上来接受神给我们个别的祝福。
So let's go and receive this special blessing with faith and expectation.
第二件事情。
Second.
我们每一年上来，一来就是一年。
Every time we go, it's been a year.
这是我们很重要的属灵的 checkpoint.
So it is a very.
希望我们个人的生命，我们的侍奉，我们的生活各方面都被神摆在天平上称一称。
So it is also the time that the Lord has will put us.Our life, our living, our service on a scale.
圣经上告诉我们，我们是在每一件事上、凡事上都可以长进的。
And the scripture tells us that we can grow in every area of our lives.
所以不要说一天一年，不要说一天一个礼拜该有长进，那一年更该有长进。
So, not to say that each day or each week, we should have a growth.For a year, we should have grown.
就我们每一年到上面去的时候，当你要去回想你个人、你的家、你的小组啊，或是你所侍奉的事情上有没有长进，应该很容易发现的。
So as we go up to the mountain, it should be very easy for us to reflect and measure if we have growth, individually, small group or church.
如果你想了老半天都想不出来，我跟你说，你过去这一年几乎是浪费的。
If you just cannot think of anything that you have grown.Then I would say that you have wasted a year.
到底我的脾气还是跟去年一样那样子，容易暴躁，容易发泄吗？
Is it still very easy for me to throw a temper just like last year?
或是我还能够像去年一样那么自私，不肯舍己吗？
Am I still as selfish as last year?
还是我被改变了？
Or am I being changed?
那么在侍奉上，我比从前更认真吗？
Am I more diligent in my service?
我在属灵上跟神的关系更亲了吗？
Am I closer and more intimate with the Lord?
我在主的话语上，我的读经，我的祷告比从前更深入了吗？
Is my scripture reading and my prayers deeper than before?
我跟我的伴侣，我跟我的孩子之间的关系更亲密，更真实了吗？
How about my relationship with my spouse and children? Are they more real and deeper?
弟兄姊妹，有很多的东西可以来衡量我们。
There are many things to measure.
所以一年是很重要的一年，我们不能随便浪费的。
So each year is very important, and we should not waste any of them.
我相信我们在座没有一个人敢跟我站起来说，我保证我明年这个时候还活着。
I'm sure none of us here can stand up and guarantee and says that I know next year this time I will still be alive.
谁能够知道下一年是不是我们的最后一年呢？
Knows that could be our last year.
所以一年实在是很重要的时间，希望我们都好好的珍惜来衡量自己。
So each year is very important. We ought to cherish it, and we ought to have a good measurement.
第三件事情
，Certainly，
神把我们带到山上去。
The Lord will take us to the mountain.
希望我们在这里享受肢体的生活，活出身体的见证。
So that we get to enjoy the bodily life and live. out the bodily testimony.
你看，我们平常在教会都好忙哈。
Because usually we're very busy at church.
我们见到弟兄姊妹最多能问的一句就是：“你最近还好吗？”
So whenever we meet brothers and sisters, at the most we'll say, "Are you okay? How are you lately?"
有的时候，甚至我们还没有空听完他的回答，我们就得去忙别的事了。
Sometimes we just have to move on without even listening to what they have to say to us.
啊，在山上能够有四天被关在一起啊！
But then when we are up in the mountain, we are shut in with each other for 4 days.
甚至有一些弟兄姊妹有特别的特权，可以听到别人的鼾声。
So some of us even got the privilege to hear our brothers snoring.
哦，你又没想到说原来哦，原来上帝也会打鼾的、啊，我都不知道。
Wow,
我不知道他会不会好，所以我
故意去。Brother so and so even snore.
哦，原来是这样子的、啊。
Oh, I didn't know he's this way.
哦，他这么有爱心呢、啊，进到这个宿舍，现在把床位让给别人。
Oh, I said, wow, this person is so compassionate that he will give the best bed to others.
哦，我们在山上，我们彼此相处，我们享受同伴之间的爱。
As we live together, we enjoy each other's love.
同样，我们活出身体的见证。
We also lived out this body's testimony.
让我们看见神的子民就是不一样。
So we get to show that God's people are different.
当我们聚在一起的时候，我们从各方面我们来表现身体的见证。
As we gather together in all areas, we show forth the testimony of body.
我们彼此顺服，我们彼此扶持，我们彼此鼓励，真的像一家人。
Also, we submit to one another. We encourage and support one another. We're just like a family.
我就是很高兴听到一个弟兄讲到父母亲这次来信主了。
And I'm very happy to hear some brothers and sisters share that their parents believe accepted the Lord when they come to visit.
其中他信主很重要的一个原因就是觉得他在神家看到的这一般人现在在一般的社会里面看不到了。
One testimony is that they get to see a group of people loving one another that they could not see.In the world.
大家这么样子的真诚以待，这样子的有爱心，啊，这样子的亲切，就觉得在今天这个时代里面不容易看到。
That they treat each other with sincerity, with love and warmth that they do not see in the world.
有怎么？我们不光在这里享受肢体的爱啊。
Not only that, we are here to enjoy one another's love.
我们在这里活出身体的见证。
We also live out this testimony of body of Christ.
啊，我们也需要这样子一段时间，让我们安静下来。
We also need to pause for a period of time.
为自己，为家庭，为教。教会我们都能够好好的、能够更新，然后我们能够为教会祷告。
So that we can be renewed spiritually and pray for ourselves, for our church, our family.
大概十几年前在佛罗里达，我不晓得大家在座记不记得发生一件事情啊。
I don't know if you remember more than 10 years ago in Florida, there was an event happened.
有三个年轻人想恶作剧。
Three young people, they were playing a prank.
今天只有我是讲员，所以你们不用管别人哈。
这个
有三个年轻人，他们恶作剧。
So three young people they're trying to play a trick.
他们就把街上的一个 stop sign 给拔掉了。
So they pull away a stop sign on the street corner.
结果后来有另外一车的年轻人就开车经过那里的时候。应该有 stop sign， 但是他不知道有，因为被拔掉了。
But then, so a car full of young people drove by, and then because the stop sign was taken away, so they did not stop.
所以他们开过去的时候就跟一辆卡车相撞，然后死了好几个人。
So they ran through the intersection and run into a truck, and then many people died.
我先不讲那三个年轻人被法院判刑的时候，他们那种痛哭懊悔的那个表情，我就不说了。
I will not describe to you the remorse, the deep sorrow of those three young.People when they were convicted in court.
但是我讲这个故事的重点是说，在我们的人生路上，我们常常需要 pause， 需要 stop 一下，好好来看清楚我们的处境，看清楚我们目前的情形。
What I want to share with you is that in our life journey, oftentimes we need to pause and really take a look at our situation.
我们太忙了，天天忙东忙西，跑来跑去啊。
Because we're too busy, we're busy running around.
应该停的，但是仇敌把这个 stop sign 为我们拔掉了。
So sometimes we ought to stop, but the enemy has removed that stop sign from us.
我们有太多的角色，太多的责任，太多的吸引在这里，让我们忙东忙西的。
So there are so many roles, responsibilities, and distractions in our world that we're so busy.
就是我们该停，我们没有停。
Sometimes we ought to pause, but we do do not.
等到出了问题的时候，那个问题已经很严重了。
Until trouble comes, and then that will be too serious.
弟兄姊妹要小心，在我们的生活里面，仇敌常常把我们的 stop sign 拔掉。
So brothers and sisters, be watchful because the enemy oftentimes remove the stop sign from our path.
所以主耶稣提醒马大说：“你为许多的事情思虑烦恼，然而不可少的只有一件事情。”
So the Lord Jesus reminded Martha that you are troubled by many things, but only one thing is necessary.
我们需要坐在主的脚前，我们需要来看我们自己。
We ought to sit by the feet of Lord Jesus and reflect upon us.
所以以前听说有个故事，讲到赫胥黎这个很有名的作家，有一次到爱尔兰去演讲的时候。
So there's a story that this famous writer.
他到爱尔兰去演讲。
And then he went to give a speech in Ireland.
因为火车 delay 了，好，火车耽误了。
Because the train was delayed.
所以他下车的时候，就马上跳上一个马车，就跟车夫说：“快快快快快，我知道了。”
Soon as he got off the train, he get on a horse carriage and then says, "Hurry, hurry!" And he told the driver.
那个车夫就快马一鞭，然后那个马就开始奔腾。
So the carriage run very fast.
然后跑了一段时间以后
，And after a while,
赫胥黎突然醒过来。问说你知不知道我要去哪里
？And all of a sudden, the person asked the driver, "Do you know where I'm going?"
那个师傅说我不知道，但是 one thing I know， 有一件事我知道，就是我现在跑得很快。
So the driver says, "I don't know, but one thing I know is that we are going very fast."
你叫我快，我就快嘛。
Because you told me to rush, so I rushed.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候我们就觉得我们活得很 efficient 我们生活步调很快，我们活得很有意义。
So oftentimes we feel that we live in this.A fast-paced life, and our life is very efficient and meaningful.
但是我们到底知不知道我们往哪里去？我们在为什么忙
？Do we know where we are going and what are we busy for?
就我今天要讲的这篇信息，不光是为了要去退休会的。
So this message is not just for the retreat.
其实是为我们每一个人。
It's for every one of us.
尤其当我们每一次来亲近神的时候。
Especially every time when we draw close.
有一次，尤其是当我们每一次来到神家聚会的时候。
Especially whenever we come to God's house.
这段的经文都是非常好的榜样跟提醒。
So this passage is a very good example and reminder.
虽然这段经文以赛亚讲的时候是针对将来千年国度的预言。
Even though this passage was spoken by a prophet Isaiah regarding the millennium kingdom,
但是里面属灵的原则跟属灵的经历都是我们今天就可以经历的。
But actually, the spiritual principle and experience is something that we can go through today.
我们一起来读这段的圣经。
Let's read this passage together.
以赛亚书第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
我们读第二节。
Verse
2. 到第三节就好了。
So verse 3.
必有许多的国，许多国的民前往来说：“来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路。因为训诲必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。”好，我们跳到第五节。
Verse five。
雅各家，来吧，我们在耶和华的光明中行走。好，我们把第三节再读一次啊。
Let's repeat verse 3.
必有许多国的民前往说：“来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路。因为训诲必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。”然后第五节也再读一次，雅各家，来吧，我们在耶和华的光明中行走。好，我们最后请再读以赛亚书第五十六章。
Lastly, Isaiah chapter 56.
我们念第七节就好。
Let's read verse 7.
非常容易背哈，五六七，五十六章第七节。
Five, six, seven.
来，我们一起来。我必领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。他们的燔祭和平安祭在我坛上必蒙悦纳，因我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。好，我们最后把今天的背诵经文读一遍，好，非常熟的。
Let's read our memory verse today.
诗篇十六篇。
Psalm 16,
第十一节
verse 11,
你必将生命的道路指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你的右手中有永远的 不论。好，我们今天的信息，我们的经文就读到这。
Okay, this concludes our scripture.
我差点讲成我们的信息就到这，那你们都要高兴死了。
Someone said that this concludes our message, and then I'm sure you will be very happy to hear that.
在这里，我们从这两段经文，我们提四件事情。
I'd like to mention four things out of these two passages.
第一件事情，神在这里呼召我们。
First of all, God is calling us.
先知也在这里呼召我们。
And the prophet is calling us.
让我们要离开这个地，来登耶和华的山。
To depart from this ground and then go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob.
以赛亚书五十六章是讲到神要把我们带到这个山上。
Isaiah 56 says that God would bring us to this mountain.
以赛亚书第二章是在这里一个呼吁说来吧，我们登。
But chapter 2 is a calling that come and let us go up.
因为这边登山说到什么？
So what does it mean by going up to the mountain?
登山就说到登高，对不对？
It's to climb higher.
哎，我们离开属地的情形，我们上到高处去。
To leave and depart from the ground and go up higher.
这辈子从来没到山上过的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you have never been up on the mountain.
所以那你们都应该有登山的经历。
So we all have this experience of climbing a mountain.
山说到超越啊，说到离开地到一个高处去。
When we go up to a mountain, we surpass and we go up and depart from the earth, the ground.
在山上最大的不同是什么？
So what's the major difference when you are up on the mountain?
懂吗？看得远啊，还有呢，
farther.
就是那种超越的感觉，然后眼光、心胸都变得宽广啊。
Somehow you just feel this surpassing feeling that you get to see and your views are broadened.
例如说，你到一个地方去度假，你在城里面开来开去，开来开去，然后开始上山。
Say that you go to a city and for vacation, and then you tour around the city, and then you go up to the mountain.
等到你到了山顶的时候，才晓得哦，原来我刚才经过的那个街旁边就有一个那么漂亮的湖，我居然不知道。
And then when you reach to the top of mountain, you look down, then you realize, oh, there's a lake that I just passed by, but I didn't know it existed.
哦，那边有一个那个特别漂亮的公园高尔夫球场，我刚才都没看到。
And I didn't know that there was a golf course that's so beautiful.
当你上去的时候，你的眼光，你的心胸，你各方面都被开阔。
As you go up, your vision and your heart, your mind all being broadened.
这是第一件事情，讲到登山。
So this is the first experience of going up.
那第二件事情，这节经文讲说，这个山最大的不同是什么？
And what's the biggest difference of this mountain?
这是什么？这是耶和华的山。
Verse 2 says it is the mountain of the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个山，耶和华的山是跟众山众林完全不一样的。
So this mountain of the Lord is different from all other mountains.
最大的不同就是因为它是耶和华的山，说到这是它的居所，它所在的地方。
The biggest difference is that this is the mountain of the Lord. It is the Lord's dwelling place where He is.
所以他说要登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，就说到他居住的地方。
Says go up to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob. That's His dwelling place.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们离地上升的经验是重要的。
So yes, it is important to experience us rising up above the ground.
但是更重要的是，在这个离地上升的经验里面，我们遇见我们的神。
But what's even more important is that through this rising experience, we get to meet our God.
我们实在需要神常常把我们带到山上去。
We need the Lord to lead us to the mountain often.
带到他的山上。
To His mountain.
让我们看清楚他给我们的祝福。
To see clearly His blessings for us.
让我们看清楚他在我们身上的计划。
To see clearly His purpose in our lives.
让我们的眼光跟心胸都能够被神提升。
So that our views and our hearts can all be elevated by the Lord.
不然我们整天在地上生活，我们接触的都是属地的事情。
Otherwise, as we go through this earthly life, we are touching all these earthly things.
以前的人差不多要到了这个四五十岁、五六十岁才感受到人生一点的虚空。或是没有意义啊。
So people in the past, they started to feel and see the vanity of life when they reach middle age at 40, 50, 60.
现在很多的年轻人已经觉得人生非常虚空。
But nowadays, many young people already feel the vanity and emptiness of life.
我跟你讲真的，因为他们要什么有什么。
Let me tell you, it is true because they can get whatever they want.
他们从年轻就开始用名牌了。
So starting from young age, they already use name brands.
那到了老了，还有什么东西可以吸引他们
？So what else is there to attract them?
几乎年轻的时候就到各地去度假了。
They have been to all over the world on vacation.
还有什么地方是他们将来想说我可以去这个 vacation?
Is there any place that they can plan for the future vacation?
所以几年前我听说我们中间的孩子居然不肯跟爸妈到夏威夷度假，我简直不能明白了。
So several years ago, when I heard a child in our midst that refused to go to Hawaii with their parents.I just cannot understand.
我那时候来美国三十年没去过夏威夷，我想，哎呀，这些小子有机会居然不去。
And because at that time I'd never been to Hawaii after being in America for 30 years, well, this child refused to go.
当我们天天在这个地上生活，生活久的时候
，as we continue to live our life on earth,
我们已经不感觉到我们是活在 pollution, 活在一些玷污、一些污秽的里面。
We don't feel that we are actually living in the pollution and defilement.
你看，你到了山上，你离开纽约，从旁边看纽约，整个天上就是黑云。
So like you leave the New York City and go up to the mountain next to New York City, then you get to see the pollution.
其实我不应该讲说就是黑云啊，看起来像黑云，不是云，那是脏空气啊。
It's the smog. It's not dark cloud. It's the smog.
但是你在里面不觉得。
But when you live in it, you don't feel it.
然后我们天天在生活的地上，里面很多的事情跟人增进，被人伤害，被人搅扰，被人消耗。
As we live through this life, we are so often bothered by people and by all the strifes and then, troubles in the world.
我们需要有这种离地上升的经验。
We need to have this experience of rising up above the ground.
我需要常常被带到高处去。
We need to be brought up to the higher ground.
啊，弟兄姊妹，不是说你一定要到高山去才行。
I'm not sure that you have to really literally climb up a high mountain.
这里都是讲到属灵的境界。
We're talking about spiritual realm.
啊，我以前很喜欢讲的一个故事。
I like to mention you a story.
啊，这个故事常常给我很大的提醒。
The story often gives me.
讲到有一只老鹰受伤掉在地上。
So, there's an eagle wounded and then it fell on the ground.
它被农夫拿回去养伤，养好了以后。
A farmer picked it up and then took care of it until the wound is healed.
它也再也不肯离开了。
And it did not want to leave the farmer's house anymore.
它天天跟一些鸡活在一起。
Every day he lives with the chickens.
所以有一次有一个旅客经过那里的时候。
One day a traveler passed by.
就很好奇地问这个农场的主人鹰了。
Out of curiosity, he asked the farmer, "What do you raise of an eagle?"
啊，那个 farmer 就告诉他说这个故事。
And the story how he took care of him.
后来这个顾客就说：“你愿意把它放走吗？”
And so the traveler asked, "Are you willing to let the eagle?"
这农夫说：“当然愿意，当然愿意。”他说：“他吃了那么多，吃的比我养的鸡吃的还多，我又不好杀他。”
The farmer says, "Of course, I'm willing to let it go because it is so much, much more than a chicken, and I."Don't want to kill it.
所以这个旅客就把这只鸡举起来，那再把这只老鹰举起来。
So the traveler lifted up this eagle.
啊，这个老鹰结果就看着鸡在地上找到虫还什么正在那边抢，他就一下子飞下去跟他们抢。
And then the eagle saw the chicken were fighting for the worms, so immediately it went on the ground to fight with the chicken.
啊，因为它比较壮，所以它抢到。
Because the eagle is much stronger, so he always get the food.
啊，他发现不行，这个人就站在这个篱笆那个栏杆更高的地方，把这只老鹰举起来。
And then the traveler tried to lift up the eagle on the fence.
结果主人又出来喂食物的时候，鸡都跑去吃，他就一下子飞下去跟他们抢。
But then at the feeding time, it went down again to fight for the food with the chicken.
因为它比较壮，所以它常常吃最多。
Because the eagle is much stronger, so he eats the most food.
后来这个旅客就看着不行，就说：“你愿意我把它带走吗？”
And then finally, the traveler asks, "Are you willing for me to take it away?"
他说：“带走，带走，带走。”
Please take it away.
所以他就把它带到附近一个很高的山啊。
So the traveler took the eagle to a high mountain.
底下都是山谷水流，原野都在山脚下。
So you get to see the river, the valleys, and everything.
我昨天晚上在飞机上回来太晚了，记得要把 Irwin 照的一张相放出来，结果来不及了。他就是找了一只老鹰，在底下都是原野的照片。
I forgot to show you a picture taken by Irwin, showing an eagle and with the valleys. In the picture.
就当这个人在高山上悬崖上把它举起来的时候
，So as this person lifted up the eagle on the top of the mountain,
他看见底下山谷水流原野都在底下。
As he sees the river and the valley and everything below.
然后抬起头来看见那个明亮的日头在那边，他的头震了一下，就叫了一声以后就翱翔起来。
And then as the eagle lifted up and see the sky and the bright sun, and all of a sudden it just soared up.
它重新翱翔在天地之间啊。
So once again, it flies and soars in the sky.
脱离了从前那种狭窄跟挤在那争啊抢啊，哦，那种平凡低下的生活。
It departs from the life that's striving and fighting with food with chicken.
弟兄姊妹，天是神儿女们该有的境界和性质。
Heaven, sky is the spiritual realm where we belong.
因为我们里面的生命是叫做属天的生命。
Because the life inside of us is called heavenly life.
如果他不活在天的境界里面，他就全身不舒服，他就糟蹋了他的性质。
If the life within us does not live in heavenly realm, then it is wasted and it feels confined and then troubled.
我们就变成在地上跟别人一起在这里争来争去。
Then we are fighting, and we're going through the stripes with people in the world.
啊，天天争这个。在那件事情上被搅扰，在那件事情上被消耗，在那件事情上受伤害。
And we're being troubled, bothered, and hurt by all kinds of things.
因为这样子的生活是非常疲倦的事情。
And such life is very tiring and consuming.
所以以赛亚提醒我们要等候耶和华。
Therefore, Isaiah told us to wait for the Lord.
还要像鹰一样。这个重新得力，展翅上腾。
Because we wait for the Lord, their strength will be renewed. They will soar up like eagles on their wings.
弟兄姊妹，求神常常把我们带到天的境界。
May the Lord often lead us to the heavenly realm.
奔耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，而是我们在他的殿中要喜乐。
So that we'll go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and there we will be joyful.
第二件事情。
Second.
这里讲到我们在他的面前一同受教，让我们可以行在光明中。
So that we will be taught in His presence and we will walk in the light.
所以这里说到主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为顺回必出于西安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
He will teach us His ways and we shall walk in His paths. For out of Zion will go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上生活的时候
，As we live in this world，
我们常常缺少指导，对不对
？We often lack instructions.
我之后到全到各地去讲道的时候，只要有 Q&A 的聚会哈，就是问题解答的聚会。
Almost everywhere I go, as long as there's a Q&A.
我几乎没有例外的，就是没有一个聚会不会有问题，说我们要如何明白神的旨意。
Almost without exception, I always get a question: How do we discern God's will and guidance?
大家有没有这个问题
？Do you have this question?
这么多人没有问这个问题啊？有啊，连我们都有这个问题。
So same with us.
像我们这两天，我们全家一直在祷告的，就是我的母亲可不可以接受切肾的手术。
These couple of days, our family's been praying for God's guidance. If my mom should receive this surgery to remove her kidney.
对呀，因为她90岁的，她的肾脏常常大量泪出血，医生到最后说需要把整个肾切掉。
Because my mom is 90 years old and then her kidney often bleeds, and then the doctor says maybe we should remove one of her kidneys.
但是当初这个 option 是所有医生都反对的，因为他九十岁了，而且他心脏有很严重的问题，很可能动手术就出问题了。
But this option was originally not recommended by any doctors because she's very weak physically and also her heart condition.
啊，所以今天就是呢，我们每一个人在我们的生活里面、人际关系里面、我们的角色、责任上，我们都碰到很多事情要做决定。
So in our life, in our roles, responsibilities, and situations, we often have to make decisions.
我们很需要主对我们说话。
We need the Lord to speak to us.
但是你发现我们的困难就是常常碰到的都是两种极端的人。
But yet, our trouble is that we often meet people with two extremes.
就是很多人就是我什么都不知道。
On one hand, some people they say they don't know anything.
什么事情都不敢讲。
And then they are not to.
那另外有常常碰到一些人，就是什么都知道。
Or on the other side, there are some people they know everything.
他什么都想教你。
They want to teach you everything.
所以你又怕怕的，对他说讲的东西怕怕的。
So you kind of you have this reservation.
因为他们
问你，
他们
是
有些不知道的。
Because they seem to know everything.
所以我们反而怕怕的。
And then we feel kind of reserved.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们最需要的就是主对我们说话。
So what we need the most is the Lord to speak to us.
我们不仅仅需要主告诉我们什么是他的路，让我们走在其中。
Not only we need the Lord to show us His path so we will walk in it.
我们也需要有力量让我们能够走在其中。
We also need the strength to walk on it.
很多的时候主的旨意带领我们走一条路。
Oftentimes the Lord's will is to lead us on a particular path.
我们需要主给我们力量，让我们可以顺服，而且能够走得好，走得得胜。
And so we need the Lord to give us strength so that we will obey.And we will walk on it well.
以前听说有几个男生想开一家公司啊。
There's a story that a few men wanted to start a company.
因为这些开公司的全部都是男的，没有女的，所以他们决定要给公司取名字的时候，就是要取了一个有男人味道、充满霸气的味道的公司。
Because all these partners are men, so they want to give the company a very muscular name for the company.
翻得很好哈，所以到最后他们取的名字叫做能力。
So they gave the company the name Power.
whatever 哈，好能力。
Power, dynamite.
结果他们就去申请了。
And then they went to apply for the name.
结果。批准呢，制造机回来的时候
，and then as they received the license after being approved，
那他的制造上面有很大的字写"能力有限公司"
。So then on the license， okay， let me try to figure this out. On the license it says the full name of the company is Power the Limited Corporation Limited.
其实对他们就是一个很大的提醒。
So this is a big reminder for them.
他们这几个人不好意思挂出来了。
Now they feel embarrassed to show their license.
但是对我们基督徒应该是一个很好的提醒，应该挂出来了。
But for Christians, we ought to post it. It's a good reminder.
我们天然人的能力都是有限的。
Because there's a limit to our natural strength.
所以刚才以赛亚的四十章那里讲到，少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。这叫做能力有限。
Isaiah chapter 40 says, even the young men were weary and the strong ones were feel weak.
唯有等候耶和华的必重新得力。
Only those who wait for the Lord, their strength will be renewed.
他们要像鹰一样展翅上腾，他们奔跑不再困倦，行路也不再疲乏。
On wings like eagles, they will run without weary, and they will walk without faint.
所以诗人在这里说：“雅各家，来吧，我们在耶和华的光明中行走。”
So the prophet says, "Come, the house of Jacob, let's walk in the light of the Lord."
我们需要神常对我们说话。
We need the Lord to speak to us often.
不光是在我们碰到抉择的时候，需要知道神的旨意是什么。
Not only when we have to make a decision, we need to discern the Lord's will.
我们需要走在主的光明中。
We ought to walk in the Lord's light.
所以刚才我们背的诗篇十六篇十一节讲得很好，他说：“你必将生命的道路指示我。”
The memory verse of the week says very well that you will show me the path of life.
这条路是生命的路啊。
Because this path is the path of life.
当我们真正走在神旨意的时候，你就一路上得生命。
As we walk on the Lord's will, we will receive life along the path.
虽然环境可能会有难处。
Yes, the circumstances may be difficult.
虽然有一些事情发生，可能我们不见得喜欢或是预期的。
Or there are things happen that are not expected or we may not like it.
但是当我们真走在神的旨意中的时候。
But if we truly walk on the Lord's will.
你会发现你生命里面有一个说不出来的喜乐和踏实。
You will sense this unspeakable joy and then you feel so peaceful and restful.
他说他要将生命的道指示我们。
Because the Lord says He will show us the path of life.
而且在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐。
In your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
大家有没有觉得有时候也的确好像很快乐，但是快乐不够。
Do you experience that sometimes we do feel joy, but not enough?
这里说到是满足的喜乐，满的。
But yet the scripture says this joy is the fullness of joy.
我们觉得祝福来，我们喜欢，但是常常不持久。
Sometimes we receive blessings, but they don't seem to last.
但是神所给的祝福是。Everlasting 是永远的福分。
Yeah, the blessings from the Lord is everlasting.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们需要主在这里提升我们这个人。
And for the brothers and sisters, we need the Lord to lift us up.
让我们愿意走在主的路上。
That we will be willing to walk on the Lord's path.
让我们在这条路上不断的长进。
So that our life will continue to grow on this path.
让我们喜乐是满的，我们的福分是永久的。
So that our joy will be full and our blessings will be everlasting.
朋友，你收听了节目后，有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。